During the March 24th Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, a discussion was held about the recent announcement out of Senator Manchin's office that Frontier Communications has been awarded their bid for exclusive broadband development rights on a large portion of the county by the FCC Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, or RDOF. Frontier had bid several years ago at an RDOF auction for those county areas. Because of Frontier's poor track record in providing both landline and internet service here, it was hoped that the FCC would not approve Frontier's area bids under RDOF, or at least not approve them until after the county's U.S. Department of Agriculture Reconnect 3 grant application was approved, which would have taken precedence over the RDOF award. It is believed broadband service could be built much quicker and much more reliably by another internet service provider using Reconnect grant funds. The fear is that Frontier may take many years, maybe even up to 10 years, to even begin installation of their RDOF broadband service. Mike Holstein and Region 4's Amy Smar spoke up with a message that hope is not lost. They said the FCC announcement may have been a bit premature, since the FCC's long-form approval process is not yet complete, and Frontier's letters of credit and financial obligations are still being reviewed by the FCC. Holstein also said that he has heard that there may be some high-level discussions about the USDA broadband funding taking precedence over RDOF awarded areas. As far as ownership of broadband infrastructure is concerned, Melissa O'Brien of the Roane County Broadband Council said they have worked out an agreement with their ISP on this, but have paused this until they see how the recent passage of House Bill 4001 will affect such an agreement. That bill, which has passed both houses of the West Virginia State Legislature, is awaiting the governor's signature, would guarantee open access to all ISPs for any 100% federally funded broadband project. It is not believed any of the grants the county are looking at would be considered 100% federally funded, since they all require some sort of local match. Regarding the already approved Appalachian Regional Commission's $2.5 million power grant, which will provide high-speed broadband east of Marlinton to Huntersville and up Route 28 to Dunmore, Amanda Smar said the field work for the environmental report for the project should be complete this week, then it will be submitted to the state to have the construction funds released. It was also announced that the county's application for the NTIA grant has not been approved at this time, but might possibly still be pending. Logan and Mingo counties have received approvals of their NTIA grant. Amanda Smar and Mike Holstein also said the $10.8 million Reconnect 3 grant application has been submitted and is on a 45-day public comment period. Melissa O'Brien from Roane County said that she has developed a good relationship with the new managers of Frontier Communications, who had the authority to make positive changes to the way Frontier operates. She said she has traveled with them to other counties and held meetings where they say they want to change the bad reputation Frontier has acquired. She wants to have them attend the Pocahontas Broadband Council meeting along with some of their engineers to answer questions. However, they would want the meeting to be an executive session that's closed to the public and to the media, because they will talk about proprietary information. It was pointed out by this reporter that such a closed session would appear to violate the West Virginia Open Meetings Act. Sarah Riley agreed that all parties can work together to find a legal and permissible format for the meeting, which will fully inform the public, but avoid having Frontier publicly disclose proprietary information. No date has yet been set for that meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.